It's the KS Arnold Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Special guests are Doug Mosell, who's a heritage grain grower up in Mendocino County, and Mike Zalkowski, the baker, B-E-J-K-R, who bakes award-winning breads in the town of Sonoma. We just sliced some bread. We're letting it breathe. It's our first bread of 2017, but we want to come back and just, not to get too scientific, but your question, John, about gluten intolerance, the rise of this in the past 10, 15 years, and how that might correlate with these heritage grains.
And that these grains, apparently, you don't get the same kinds of reactions, or is that just all apocryphal?
Well, I wouldn't choose apocryphal. I would choose anecdotal.
Okay.
This could be the rest of our show, so we'll keep this at the higher level. I am told by people, I've been told multiple times by people who have gluten insensitivity, not full-blown intolerance of gluten.
Celiac.
As in celiacs.
Yeah.
But who are sensitive to it, that they can consume these old varieties, whole-milled, and not have a reaction. Now, that is probably a combination of the protein structure of these old varieties of wheat, these older varieties. It's probably a consequence of it being the whole grain is intact. It's not flour paste. It's not starch. And in most cases, because it's been sourdough fermented as opposed to yeasted. And there have actually been some studies that these have been some scientific studies that have suggested that natural fermentation of these grains makes them more digestible.
Okay. Speaking of digestibility, what's the first bread we're tasting?
The first bread we have tasted is of California's oldest wheat, Sonora wheat, which its history goes way, way back. It came into the U.S. through Mexico, and I was just telling you all during the break that it's not only probably California's oldest wheat, but perhaps the oldest wheat in the United States historically. Dates back about 500 years. Probably originated in Portugal, and the Sonoma County was actually one of the first centers of grain production in California.
No idea.
This Sonora bread was baked by Schott's Bakery in Ukiah. Once a week now, they're baking this special loaf, 100% sourdough Sonora. We were talking also about the learning to work with these. You know, they're a commercial baker. They bake, as we say loosely, gobs of bread every week. It's the sort of 24/7 thing that Mike was talking about. It took them about 2 months to get this to the point that they felt comfortable about offering it to the public. So there was a learning curve that required lots of consultation, including consulting Mike, about how to work with these whole grain flowers.
Well, it's a terrific loaf, and it's 48 hours old, and it's ice cold, and it's still delicious.
So what happened to wheat in Sonoma County? If Sonoma County was this hotbed of heritage grain growing sometime in the past, what happened? Grapes,
yeah. and scale. You know, larger scale production began to shift to the Central Valley. And then ultimately, that was overtaken by the Palouse in eastern Washington and Montana and the Dakotas, where most of that high production wheat is now grown.
Mike, what's the bread that you're first slicing for us?
That one's the 100% Yacora Roja, which is actually grown out in the Central Valley.
Would you say that again slower?
Yacora Roja.
Yacora Roja.
Yep.
And this is a wheat grown in the Central Valley?
Yep. 100% wheat. Stone milled. So again, proper hydration on this. This was like around 115 or something. You know, it needs to be properly hydrated so that it stays moist after you bake it. So it's not so dense and heavy like the wheats of old that we kind of have in our mind from like the 70s. So
We're chewing. I know nothing more attractive on radio than to listen to people chew on bread. But it's absolutely sensational. How big a loaf? What does this weigh in on, that loaf?
That was a kilo.
A 2.2 pounds or so?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
that's terrific. And so did you grind this flour? Did you mill this?
100% on that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of outfit do you have to grind these flours?
I have a 16-inch mill.
16-inch mill. A stone mill? A ground?
Yes, so there's two stones that one is fixed and the other one is free and rotates around the other and grinds the grain into flour.
As simple as that? Mm.
Pretty much.
Okay.
By a motor, by hand, however you choose to power it. So
very old, very, very old technology.
Is yours electric powered or how?
It's electric, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. We actually have identical mills. The Sonora that you tasted earlier, I milled on the same kind of mill that Mike uses for his milling. They're built by a family that has one son in the Carolinas and another up by Chico, Paradise, who happens to be a baker. And he and his father build these mills and... do a pretty good job. Mike and I talk a lot about the technicalities of these and the problems with them. But they do a pretty darn nice job of milling flour when they're working really well. This family's by the name by the way is called Jansen. They're Jansen Mills, and the stones we're using are North Carolina granite.
Both of you use North Carolina.
So you're in the business of selling flour, correct?
Yes, in part. I sell flour and whole grain.
And so how do people get some of this flour to play with?
Well, they typically it's by direct contact. Uh-huh. I don't advertise. I sell direct. It's by intention. Mm-hmm. I'm staying small and local. And people contact me and ask for samples and ultimately – bakers such as Mike begin to get grain on a more or flour on a more regular basis.
Okay, if I want to get some of this, how do I get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is email right now.
Yeah.
It's doug@mendocinograin.net.
Okay, pretty
Doug
simple.
At mendocinograin.net. We'll take a break for news at the bottom, and I'll come back. And Mike, you have some more bread for us to taste after we come back.
Absolutely.
Both. This is an exciting show, our first of the 2017 Chef John Ash and Steve Garner on the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Steve Kerr, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
This Tuesday, you could quit smoking for good. Attend Mark Patrick's Stop Smoking Hypnosis Seminar, Tuesday, January 10th at the Hyatt Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker regardless of your past experience or how long you've been smoking for only $49.99, and that price is guaranteed. Join the 500,000 people who have attended their program and finally kick smoking to the curb. This Tuesday, January 10th, at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa at 2 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Space is limited, so hurry. Pre-register at markpatrickseminars.com. Registration starts a half an hour before. Get more info and pre-register today at markpatrickseminars.com. Again, that's markpatrickseminars.com.
For over 40 years, United Way of the Wine Country has been dedicated to improving lives locally. They're deeply committed to achieving lasting solutions, not just quick fixes, for our entire community. Everyone deserves a good life, a quality education that leads to a stable job, income that can support a family through retirement, and good health. To create lasting change, United Way focuses on solving the underlying causes of common problems in education, income, and health. The mission of United Way of the Wine Country is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of our community through leadership, community engagement, and effective investment. United Way of the Wine Country envisions an educated community where all people live healthy, productive lives and can contribute to the well-being of our communities. For more information about United Way of the Wine Country and to see how you can give, advocate, or volunteer, Go online to UnitedWayWineCountry.org. United Way of the Wine Country, improving lives locally.
Buying or refinancing a home is now easier if you are active or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, or government industries. Here's George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans.
I'd like to share with you a valuable program called Loans to Heroes. Bay Equity offers this to eligible candidates buying or refinancing their home. It's our way of saying thank you for the service you provide every day to our community. People working or retired from military, police, fire, medical, education, and the government may save hundreds or thousands because of this program from Bay Equity Home Loans. Learn how you can benefit from Loans to Heroes by calling 707-583-8100 or visit loanstoheroes.com.
Call the professionals at Bay Equity Home Loans with offices in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Petaluma, Windsor, and Ukiah. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 707-583-8100.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Overcast and rain today, now up to 2 inches, high 56. Heaviest rains come tonight and into tomorrow morning. Temperatures in the mid-50s. Storm continues tomorrow through Tuesday in the mid to high 50s. Should ease off into partly cloudy skies by Wednesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We're tasting some world-class bread this morning on the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash and have a couple great guests. Actually, Doug Mosell has joined us, come down from Ukiah this morning, part of the Mendocino Grain Project. That is his baby. He started growing locally produced heritage grains over 10 years ago. And Mike Zalkowski, better known as the Baker, B-E-J-K-R, who produces world-class breads. He's won international competitions. His bread's only available in the town of Sonoma. Mike, you were talking off-air about sprouting grains in response to a question from John. Talk about that and why it's important.
It's important to break it down, the grain before, you know, we as humans digest it. So sprouting, fermenting, long fermentation, hence the issues with digestibility. Anybody that's doing natural fermentation, you know, the breads are naturally gonna be better for you. You know, and that's, you know, this reason, you know, people with all these issues with gluten intolerance and all this stuff, it really has to just be broken down. And that's by way of natural fermentation.
You were mentioning this is even true of legumes.
Absolutely.
Lentils and beans,
yeah,
and all that stuff should be sprouted first.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
So you sprout almost all your grains?
No, I work on some breads that have sprouted grains. And I also do the nishmalization of corn for like a polenta bread. You know, and that's another process with corn that needs to happen before we digest it, as we don't break down corn in our body.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I was asking during the break about, is research still going on? Are new varieties being created? And you were saying it's a huge business.
It's a huge business, and it's sponsored in part by industry and the public universities, many of them in the Midwest as well as here on the West Coast, UC Davis, Washington State, Oregon. They're working on everything from wheat to barley. Always trying to select for particular traits to develop a new hybrid. The Yocora Rojo bread that we had earlier, mm-hmm, is what we would call a modern variety, in that it was bred by UC Davis in, I think, the 60s. And it, usually we say that old varieties predate the 50s. So that research is going on all the time, and new varieties are being field tested and introduced all the time.
But this isn't, they're not being genetically modified.
This is not genetic engineering, no, as we define, yeah, it, in terms of introducing DNA from other species. They are using modern technological means, as you suggested during the break, to look at the DNA of a particular variety. It's a common myth I'd like to dispel here on air that commercially available wheat is genetically modified. It is not. It is the only main crop grown extensively and used around the world that is not genetically modified. So far, wheat farmers have resisted this. There's a push by Monsanto, Syngenta, and others to introduce commercially available genetically modified wheat. So far, they have not succeeded in that, and those of us who grow on a small scale hope they never do, because we want to maintain the purity. Mm-hmm.
I have to interject because this is an explosive bread, Mike, that I'm eating. Describe this, the moisture content, the aroma when I smell this bread.
When I first cut it,
it's just explosive. What is this?
This is my favorite grain, my favorite bread I make. It's in this case, it's 100. It's einkorn, but in this case, it's Einka, which is a trademark, registered trademark of a guy that's growing it up in eastern Washington, Bluebird Grains.
Sam available Lucy's online.
Phenomenal. The oldest cultivated wheat, the only thing like it, the highest nutrition, everything, the carotenoids, the natural carotenoids in there, the reds, the yellows, the oranges, higher nutrition all around. And it's difficult to work with in some ways because it is that. It's the only grain that has two sets of chromosomes. It's a triticum monococcum, and Emmer and Coruscant have four sets, and then everything from Spelt on up, more modern, is six sets of chromosomes. So it's kind of unique in that way. It was the oldest one, and it was a wild that they crossed over with another grass, and it became this.
And he's the only one growing this, as far as
you know? No, that's just where I'm getting it now. Yeah. It actually grows in the poorest soils in mountain regions generally. I would love to get some more grown around here, you know, and I've always planted stuff, but not on this. But yeah, this is my number one bread at the market. I sell more of these than anything.
And what, say with the name again?
It's einkorn flour.
Einkorn.
So that's E-I-N-K-O-R-N?
Correct.
There are the three so-called ancient grains are einkorn, emmer, and spelt. And one of the additional comments on the challenge in working with them is that modern wheats or later wheats, when they're threshed in the field with a combine, they thresh free of their hulls. But einkorn, spelt, and emmer do not. So they have to have an additional step of being dehulled before they can be milled.
So extra labor cost.
Yes, yep. Extra
and
labor
it's
cost.
And very and, tiny grain.
And it's super the grains tend to be smaller, especially einkorn. My experiments have not been successful so far in growing it on a larger scale. I'd like to reverse that. And the other comment about them is that they tend to be lower in production. So it takes someone like our friend Sam in Washington, who is dedicated to this, to understand that he's not going to produce, you know, a couple hundred bushels to the acre or 100 bushels to the acre. He's going to produce maybe 20 or 30 in a good year.
So do you?
So his price is going to be higher.
You grind this?
I do. This is 100% stone milled. Yeah.
Wow,
it mills incredibly silky, fine.
It's beautiful. So we're working our way, I see visually, from lighter breads to heavier colored breads.
With the one interruption of the 100% whole wheat, yeah. Okay. And then the last one will be like a fruit nut bread.
Well, why don't we take a break and we'll come back and we'll taste more breads. We'll find out about the future of growing these breads here in Sonoma, Mendocino, Napa Lake, what the future looks like, because I'm sold. Aren't they just spectacular? Mm-hmm. It's the Good Food Hour at KSRO with Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
The Drive with Steve Jackson. Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Better business through better advertising. An advertising tip for small business owners by international marketing expert Matt Hackett.
When thinking about the content of your ads, it's important to connect with your potential customers. That means knowing more about them so you can create ads that will resonate with them. A simple way to find out what's in the hearts of any group of potential customers is by using a search engine and simply typing in, "What are target customers feeling?" Remember, it's feelings that will establish the emotional connection in any of your commercials. I just searched for "What are single mums with two kids feeling?" I got hundreds of thousands of results. Stories about resources, parenting, finances, dating, all of which would help you speak to the hearts of single mums. Try searching for the car buyers, dieters, cell phone users, or remodelers that you want to attract. Once you know what's true for them, what's real, and what they're feeling, you can create ads for them that are bound to connect.
For more tips, go to ariaconnect.com. That's ariaconnect.com.
It's crab feed season at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Sitting right on the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Tides Wharf Restaurant serves fresh local seafood and American cuisine year-round. Starting Friday, January 13th, their popular crab feeds are back with fresh-caught chilled crab, their famous clam chowder, pasta, salad, and French bread. Served from 5 to 9 p.m., reservations are recommended. Call the Tides Wharf Restaurant at 875-3652 or go online to inatthetides.com. Make a weekend of it and book a room. Special room rates for crab feed guests. Each room at the Inn at the Tides has a view of the bay and fireplace rooms are available. You can enjoy breakfast at the Tides Wharf Restaurant starting at 7 a.m. Get your reservation for the Tides Wharf Restaurant crab feeds, only available twice each month through March, so call now, 875-3652 or online at inatthetides.com.
Does healthy eating habits fit into your New Year's resolution? Then shop the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market for fresh local produce. It's important to know where your food comes from, and you can meet the local farmers and ranchers who raise quality, locally grown food products for you to enjoy. At the market, you can savor a variety of delicious prepared foods. The market offers fresh local ingredients for healthy dinners, a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork to rabbit, along with seasonal fruits and vegetables. Taste the local goat cheeses from Two Rock Valley Goat Cheese. Sample the wonderful baked goods, jams, spices, and pastas. Everything you need to create memorable, healthy dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Open year-round, rain or shine, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Why use CarClickGo.com to find your next vehicle? You'll get access to the most new and used cars in Sonoma County, like a 2011 Toyota Camry for less than $11,000 at Freeman Toyota, a 2013 Chevy Silverado $1,500 for less than $30,000 at Platinum Chevrolet, or get a 2003 convertible VW Beetle for less than $5,000 at Hansel Auto Group. Whatever you're searching for is just a short drive away by using CarClickGo.com. Find more options than you can imagine.
CarClickGo.com.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
We are tasting our way through the brilliant breads of Mike Zukowski, the baker, B-E-J-K-R. His bread's only available in the town of Sonoma. And we're also in conversation in the KSRO kitchen today with Doug Mosell, the Mendocino farmer who grows so many of these heritage grains in his Mendocino Grain Project. You can go online, start a dialogue with Mike if you want to start the growing
so,
these.
So could we come visit you? And see the when the grains are growing, not right now, obviously, but
obviously, yeah. but you could certainly do so at, and just be in touch with me, and I would let you know when is an opportune time.
Yeah. Mike, you mentioned that some of these grains are grown in the Glen Ellyn area. Is that correct?
Yes.
What kind of grains are grown there?
My friend. David over at Oak Hill Farms grew some Abruzzi rye. It's an old Italian heirloom rye. He grew an acre for me last year. That was just phenomenal.
And I learned that rye is not rye. There's all kinds of rye grown throughout the world.
Absolutely.
We had a guy named Stanley Ginsberg. Mm-hmm. You know the big?
No oven. Don't know him personally.
Stanley did the first book we know of on rye bread that's ever been published in the U.S. He was on the show about 3 months ago.
Oh, cool.
And it educated me about, you hear rye bread, you think, oh, it's one thing. No. There's a whole world of rye.
There are literally thousands of varieties of grains, wheat, rye, barley, et cetera.
Yeah, it's remarkable. What is this other this final bread we're tasting, Mike?
This one's called Penne Coesante, which is Italian in name, and it's a bread with saints, and it's a raisin walnut.
Wow.
And what's the grain?
A little bit of whole wheat, probably 50% whole wheat. There's some stone milled buckwheat in there, and then also a little bit of cinnamon.
And what? So there's sugar of some kind in here. None at all.
No.
So it's only the raisins that supply that. So there's nothing.
Nope.
It almost has this kind of molasses like, which I love. Smell and
some of that might be coming. So a friend, I was in Sweden earlier last year, beginning of last year, teaching a workshop, and a friend that I collaborated with there, he toasted the walnuts like super dark, which I was kind of amazed, and then he soaked them in water overnight. Not dark or bitter at all the next day. As you can see, some of these are really dark in here, and they don't have that
tannin.
Yeah. The soaking really did it. So I think that creates that sort of that flavor. So
I just must mention that you have one of the greatest t-shirts I've ever seen anyone wear. It says powered by gluten, and it has a wheat plant flexing its biceps with this marvelous.
Talk about a do, huh?
It is. Where did you get that shirt?
Little T in Portland, Oregon. A good friend of mine. Yeah.
Little T
has couple of bake shops there. Yeah.
In Portland, Oregon.
Former team member.
I think I might have to get one of those.
Yeah, super cool. By far the coolest one I've seen.
You should sell those on your website.
I have my own t-shirts. I can't sell.
Why didn't you wear your own t-shirt?
I always support my friends.
How many breads will you usually end up baking every week for sale?
Up to like 300, 250 to 300.
Wow.
Just for one market on Friday.
You're a one-guy operation.
Yeah, and that's like 10 varieties of bread, too.
So you're spending 50, 60 hours?
About 35, roughly, for that one market. It's Wednesday through Friday afternoon.
And didn't you, am I wrong about this, but did you deliver bread on bicycles for a while?
I'm trying to get back to that. I'm going into whole grain sourdough pasta.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Whole grain sourdough pasta.
We don't talk about issues with pasta at all, but pasta's raw. I mean, let's ferment it. Whole grain, it needs to be broken down. The phytic acid needs to be broken down somehow. So
does no one else do this?
I think Italy.
In Italy, they do this.
I don't know of anybody here. I haven't done a lot of research on it. I just know. I mean, I have a friend that lived and worked in Italy, and he's talked about it before. And I've made some in the past. I mean, I want to get to the point where I'm selling, and I want to deliver it by bike. Mm. So fresh pasta to your house with a baguette and like one other type of loaf. I'd limit the varieties. And it's usually a dollar more per loaf or whatever the product is just for delivery. And, you know, I ride around town and chat with people.
I want to learn more about the sourdough because one of the things that I'm glad this came up because I wanted to make the comment about the diversity of use of these grains. You know, we think we have this it's another myth in my mind that bread can only be made from these super high gluten flours, and these modern wheats are being bred with increasingly high levels of gluten. The Sonora you tasted is probably 10% or less or lower than that protein. So the diversity, the versatility is the word I want to use of these old grains is wide ranging. So we can talk about pasta. We can talk about wheat berry salads. We can talk about cracked cereal grains, and
flaked grains.
The whole variety, the whole range can be used for any of these uses. One of my favorite things to do, and now I'm going to have to rethink this now because of what Mike just said, is gathering a small group of people and taking three or four varieties of flour and making our own fresh pasta and doing a pasta tasting with various sauces, a lot of which come now from Sonoma County. And it's a delightful way to spend an evening. Some of the most fun is watching an 8 or 10-year-old get their hands in there, making their own pasta, rolling it out into fettuccine, and enjoying it fresh.
We want to mention before we conclude the program is that there's a seminar happening this Tuesday, January 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the UC office. That's on Aviation Boulevard here in Santa Rosa. And it's all about heritage grains, a viable market for local farmers. There's a panel of local heritage grain farmers, a baker, a distiller, and this guy right here, Doug, a groundbreaking farmer who brought everyone together. It'll be Stuart Schroeder from Stonehorses Farm in Sonoma County, Mike Zukowski, who's with us, the award-winning bread baker, and Doug Mosell, the Mendocino farmer who's with us, Lauren Patz, the production manager and distiller at Spirit Works Distillery, and she'll discuss grain sourcing, purchasing, and usage. The sign-up online for this is $10. $10.
You can charge more. Do.
And you'll learn about growing grains locally. They don't require water in the winter, how to make some income from these grains, California Grain Campaign, on and on and on. And Baranaga Ranch and Liberty Ducks are two of the sponsors, and their partners is the Farmers Guild. Again, you need to go to the UC website online if you'd like to attend this. It's only $10, 6 to 8 o'clock this Tuesday, January 10th, and that's at the UC office up on Aviation Boulevard, right off 101, 2 minutes off of Highway 101. Sounds pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm. So you'll be there? You going to bring some bread?
I will, actually.
It's worth $10 just to sample this bread.
Yeah, just to do the tasting. That's right.
I don't bake on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. You don't.
And it was rescheduled, and I was actually baking that Tuesday. I was teaching a class that the previous Tuesday. I was like stoked. I would have all this bread. And so now I'm going to make bread just for this class.
Where do you teach? Do you teach classes around?
All over. Yeah. Oh, all over the world.
Is that on your website? Where
no.
No, because I noticed. I didn't see anything about
it. It's on my email has sort of my calendar, what I'm doing, if I'm traveling or whatever. But it's just an email that I send out to my customers.
Can people sign up for that?
Yeah, via my website.
Oh, all
right. Yeah, go to my website, hit my email, whatever, and you can sign up to the email list.
So what is that website?
www.thebaker.com, which is the and then B-E-J-K-R.com.
Is that great? Yeah. So I didn't know he taught. You're so casual.
I teach in Sonoma County at the community center. My local one, I teach for Central Milling, which is Keith Justo Bakery.
Oh, you're doing Petaluma?
Yeah. And they're building a baking school, by the way.
Keith was on a couple months ago.
Oh, cool.
He talked about his new adventure.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. Yeah. Great guys. Oh, man. Love those guys.
He's a wild man.
Yeah. Him and Nikki, man. They're just very supportive in what I do. And so.
We have a very close-knit, wonderful, passionate baking community here in Sonoma, Napa, and Mendocino.
So does this exist any place else in the country?
Over the country.
It does. Yeah, so this is not just
increasingly
unique. Yeah.
All over the country. Yeah, in places you might not expect. Mm. Eastern North Carolina. North Carolina has one of the biggest, most successful efforts in this regard in the country. The Northeast, Midwest, Northwest, Canada.
So this is a groundswell that's really starting to get traction, it seems like, the past year or two. And more people are interested in doing this and grinding their own flours, right? The whole do-it-yourself movement from fermentation to now maybe grinding their own flour.
There's another mill out there, too, for the home baker, which it's called the Mock Mill. I actually taught a workshop over in Germany for these folks. And Paul's actually in town, or he's coming back. It's a mock mill attachment. It goes to a KitchenAid, and it mills in time. It mills right into the bowl.
How does that work?
It's got a unique design. I think it's modeled sort of after like an espresso grinder sort of thing.
But it does a good job?
Yeah. It mills flour for the home baker, enough to make some, a loaf or two for,
Well, this was fantastic. Cool. Mike Zukowski, thank you for coming in. And Doug Mosell coming down from Ukiah for the show.
Why? And especially in your condition.
And we want speedy recovery in 2017.
Thank you.
So keep us on the list, okay? Tell us when you guys are doing these. We want to have you be the conduit for what you guys are up to, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Next week, we're going to taste Polish food.
Yeah. Ooh, can I come back?
A new restaurant in Grayton. Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, there's a new Polish restaurant.
What's the name of it?
Can I come?
I'll tell you all about it after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, join us next week for an on-air tasting of some Eastern European specialties. That's on the Good Food Hour on the next week, which is the 14th of January. So bring a good appetite, John.
And that's National Polish Day.
Well, I got it.
I don't know.
Well, John will be doing a polka in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Gardner. Stick around. Clark Wolf coming up next at the table. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.